A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All summer long here on KSL News Radio, we've been revealing the KSL Sports Top 10 BYU football players. We've already revealed 10, 8, and 9, and in this week we're doing 2, and there's a reason for it, Mitch. Has both of them cracked the top 10 this year, but did not really play. I mean, one of these guys played a few snaps in 2020, and the other did not see any time whatsoever. You might be able to guess who that is, but number 7 on our top 10 countdown is a newly converted safety, Chaz Ayu. And Chaz Ayu, Mitch, high hope last year. He was kind of in that hybrid role and unfortunately suffered an injury in the Navy game and did not return in 2020. But this is a guy that BYU needs him to end up being one of the 10 best players on the team, because that safety position is thin right now. And if he can play like he did as a safety, as he did in high school, I think BYU will be fine at that safety position.
Yeah, Chaz Ayu's got a ton of talent. I think, you know, his recruiting status and his story there from his recruit, four-star guy, had offers from everyone in the Pac-12, Michigan. I mean, you name some of the big programs he got offers from. I mean, he was someone that was on recruiting radars as an eighth grader. So there's always been this, like, top-shelf type talent from a guy like Chaz Ayu. And last year he probably could have played on that injury, but I think they erred on the side of caution because they thought, you know, free year anyway, lower leg injury, kind of want to be cautious because they have big plans for him in the future. And now he's ready to go for this season. He's going to be healthy and full steam ahead. So, yeah, I feel like he has to be in that same mold of guys we talked about in the previous segment, like a Kai Nakua, Andrew Rich. But at the same time, kind of in that new shape of position where it's a safety slash linebacker, kind of like a little bit of Fred Warner, too, at the same time. So kind of a hybrid of the both. So Chaz Ayu has to be big in this defense. And, you know, it feels a little high, this ranking right now, because he just hasn't done much yet. But I can see it. I think by season's end, he's definitely going to be in the top 10.
All right. And at number 6, another guy who did not play at all in 2020, and that's why we're grouping them together here. This is a quarterback, Mitch. It's Jaren Hall.
So off the injury, second down. Katoa featured back. The option look again. Hall.
End zone touchdown, BYU. Jaren Hall.
Jaren Hall at number 6, and this is one of those things where, yeah, you look at production in 2020 and even 2019, probably doesn't belong in the top 10, but someone has to run the show down in Provo, and whoever that is has a bevy of weapons, and if he stays healthy, I think he'll have a great statistical season. And for me, I voted that way. I had Jaren Hall at number 4. I think he's going to be the starter, and I think he's going to have an outstanding season for BYU.
Yeah, I had Jaren Hall in my top 10, too. I had him at number 8. You know, I feel like this is kind of now an unofficial endorsement by the KSL Sports staff. We're saying, hey, the quarterback winner is going to be Jaren Hall, and I think that's the safe bet. I think it's the right choice for Aaron Roderick and this coaching staff to go with Jaren Hall. He's put in the time around this program. This is his fourth fall with BYU football. He's healthy. He's sacrificed baseball. He's all in to be a quarterback, and the things that he's done this offseason to go work with John Beck and put in that work, he's doing everything he can to go into this fall camp, which starts up on Thursday, to just kind of hit the ground running. And I feel like he's going to be very good for BYU. I don't feel like he's going to be anywhere as effective, or maybe like the big numbers like Zach Wilson had. I think there's going to be some games where BYU might have to win a ball game where he only throws for 100 yards. But I think he's got the talent to continue to extend drives, whether that's through the air or on the ground. Jaren Hall is a special talent, and I'm excited to see what he could potentially do with a full season if he can stay healthy as BYU starting quarterback, who I think he's going to win the job.
The first half of the top 10 has been revealed. Gunnar Romney, Jake Oldroyd, Keenan Peely, Chaz Ayu, and Jaren Hall from 10 to 6, and we'll continue all the way to number 1 before the opener at Arizona in Las Vegas. So I guess I should say at Las Vegas against Arizona, but we'll continue to reveal this top 10 throughout fall camp. We'll take a break here on the other side. It's the offensive coordinator at BYU, Aaron Roderick. He'll join the program next.
KSL FM.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.